been in it near, near. Mona, Mona, Mona. Mona, Mona, Mona.
Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Darnell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has. Check him out at Honda of Russellville. Russellville.com. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly.
Woo-hoo. It's time to toss, let the pound it loud. Hit it, hit it, hit it hard. Yeah.
Good morning, JD.
Good morning, guys.
Golf clap.
Listen,
golf clap.
We don't. That's you got Craig O'Neill with us, Justin Moore with us.
I'm doing my golf clap.
Yes, for JD. So JD last week turned 60. We welcomed you to the 60 club.
Oh, he's just a punk kid.
And the first week, your first week past 60, you oversleep yesterday. You hardly ever do that with us, JD. It's a rare miss yesterday, but that's why we have you on today. Where are you? What's up this week for John Daly?
I'm in Houston right now for the disparity. Yeah, I did Tracy Lawrence's thing Monday, and we decided to drive pretty much through the night to get to Houston on Monday night. We pulled over at 4:30, and I just forgot to set my alarm.
That's all right. Listen,
I forgot what day it was. I completely forgot.
That's okay.
What freaking day it was.
Okay. Listen, Justin, and that's why John, when Justin asks him every time before he goes on stage, his handler JR tells him what city he's in because he's been going so much he doesn't know what city he's in. So
I just making sure.
Yeah, just it happens.
Just double checking.
And JD is living the life, you know, Roger, of a musician. He's on his RV. He's going from town to town, city to city, doing his thing.
Yeah.
So hey, we got to ask you. So I think we were talking about kids and school a minute ago. You had something very special happen. You had little John graduate and walk, and you were there for that. So kudos for you for making the time to be there to watch him walk.
Oh, that was awesome. You know, I'm trying to look up my family tree in Cork, Ireland, to see which last day they graduated from anything.
Wow.
So what happened with you? John, what did your academic – did you quit your junior year to go to start golfing, or what was the scoop on you?
I just couldn't afford it. I only got a half ride, and we just didn't have the money for me to finish. I didn't have the money.
How about that?
And I was hoping I might have got a full. I was playing one for the Hawks for my sophomore and junior year. And, I was hoping the coach had already given them out. And Coach Woody was great. He goes, man, go turn pro. You're ready anyway. So I wasn't too far from graduating, but I was still a long way. You know what I mean?
Have you ever thought about going back? One of these days or no?
No.
I didn't think you would. I didn't think you would. Yeah.
No.
You went back. But it was for your son.
That's right. How cool. What was his degree in, John? Yeah. Was it marketing? What was his degree in?
Sports management and a little bit of business, I think.
Wow.
He did great. His grade point average was 3 point something.
Ooh,
He did really good. And just proud of him. It was great to be there. It was cool how they did it. They did it on the north end zone. Up top outside. It was a little windy, but it was a beautiful day. And I'm glad he did the athlete graduation. Otherwise, if he does the one.
Yes, 500.
I think that's the main graduation's this week, and that's a lot of kids.
It's
so,
a lot of kids.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. There's about 50 kids there of the athletes that graduated. And it was cool to see the girls' golf team and a bunch of the football guys and supporting their guys from graduate, and a lot of families were there, so it was awesome.
Oh, that's very cool. I still regret, John, I've mentioned on the show quite a bit that I regret not walking. You know, I should have done that. I didn't at the time, didn't understand probably the significance of it, and
Is your name in cement?
My name is in cement.
Okay.
Right there. That's right. And so does Little John. His name gets to be out there on the sidewalk somewhere. There's hundreds of thousands of names.
Is he going to be Little John in the cement, or is he just going to be John
Jr.? John Daly Jr.?
Well,
Probably John Daly the second.
There you go. Well, we were having the discussion, John, fitting that you're on with us now. The we'd heard the rumor that some folks in the tennis community here in Arkansas have helped raise, you know, between $5 and $10 million or something to possibly go to Hunter and go, hey, we've got the money to sustain the program for the next 3 years. Would you reconsider? And we were just talking about, you know, the other – there are not many other sports that could probably do that where if that were to happen and if he said, hey, we're going to cut golf, probably the golfing community with John Tyson and others, even besides him, would probably rally together.
Stevens would probably
raise some money, but probably not the same for track and field and gymnastics and volleyball, but certainly would for golf if that were to happen. It's not going to happen, but if it were, that would probably be the case.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, John Tyson, you know, the blessings, I mean, with the golf, I think we're pretty secure. But it was so weird. I was there, and then the tennis team made it to the NCAAs. And it was just like, you know, I got a feel for Hunter a little bit on this one because everything he's doing right now, he feels like, how you doing? How you doing, Hunter? He goes, well, how do you think I'm doing? I mean, like, you know, I feel for him. I feel bad for him. But, you know, hopefully we'll keep the tennis program. I mean, hopefully they do well in NCAAs. It's been a while.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a long time since our tennis team's been pretty good. And so hopefully we can keep it. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
They lost to Cornell, I think, last Saturday. But they at least got there. You're right. It was not the greatest optics there when he just cut the program and they were going to be playing the NCAA tournament. You know, here's a great point from one of our listeners. And, Roger, we've had the honor to be involved with this on two occasions to help get two of our friends the push to do honorary degrees. One was Randy Rainwater, got an honorary degree from the Trojans, the Little Rock Trojans, and our man Justin Moore, who started school at Arkansas State Three Rivers, is what it is now, got an honorary degree. Has anybody talked to you, John, about getting an honorary degree? Surely somebody's had that discussion if they haven't already given that to you at U of A.
No, I haven't heard anything.
Wow.
Neither have I, John, but they gave one to Bobby Bones.
That's what I was going to say, Justin.
Explain that one to me.
You're right. How do you not give one to John Daly? How does John Daly not have an honorary degree? I don't get that. That's something that needs to be rectified. Man, listen, they don't care for me up there anyway. I'll stay out of the way. But that needs to happen because you've already said you're not going to go back up there.
100%.
Yeah.
Man, I think of the graduation game.
But the thing is, I think in order for Jim McMahon, don't hold me to this, but they gave him an honorary degree so he can be in the Hall of Fame at Brigham Young.
Huh.
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, I think you had to get a degree to be in the Hall of Fame, and I think I was talking to Jimmy McAbee. It's been three or four or five, 6 years ago, because they had to give me a degree for me to be in the Hall of Fame.
Hey, that's in the Book of Mormon, okay?
I don't think, and Justin,
is that what that is?
Justin, we were talking about the other day, Roger. I don't know if there's any other graduate from the U of A that's more known, well known. Now, Clinton was a teacher there, didn't attend school there, right? He was a law school teacher. A guy that's more well known nationally and internationally. Nationally and internationally than John Daly, as far as
and not only known but beloved.
But yeah, the people love you and Craig, go ahead.
Yeah, Bill went to school there.
He did.
Yeah, in fact, he sat in a tree watching the 69 football game.
I was thinking he did not.
He don't count. He's a Democrat.
Yeah. So within, you'd have two. You've had Clinton and and JD, but I think JD should be in there. I think if you're doing these, Raj, if you're doing these kind of honorary degrees, you have a guy in John who's out there every day representing. His son's playing golf. You know, he's a representative of the University of Arkansas.
He's on the sideline every ball.
He knows everybody on the planet. So anyway, I may make a phone call on that and see what.
Well, you know, and there's some things that these folks just don't. I mean, you don't see it, and you're not paying. They got so many other things going on. You've got to pay attention to not making excuses. But you've got to pay attention to all the other things, and you got to watch, right? Nobody's going to go to Hunter and ask him to do some things or whatever, unless there's somebody that will do it. But there, you know, if they've got a guy that counts daps, then somebody needs to go, you know what, something else we need to do. We need to do program. We've got to have John Daly should get one of those. It's a no-brainer. It's just been overlooked.
What was the sport? That they did
football.
That?
It was football.
It was football.
Offensive lineman.
Oh,
offensive
my God.
I know. We were counting daps. I think that, you know, nothing personal here, but I think that's been one of the blind spots, I think, for Hunter.
Sure.
You know, hanging the jerseys.
He's not that guy.
The McFadden thing. Yeah. I don't think, for whatever reason, that connects. I know he's focused on money. I get that. And that's his primary care deal.
He didn't go far back.
He doesn't. And it just hit me looking down and thinking, wait a minute. Heck, because you're right, Justin. I thought about Bobby Bones. They got to honor, and you know, and listen, you've given money just like Bobby has.
That ain't. It's not nothing against Bobby.
Bobby, that's
it's
right. But if they give it to Bobby, they should give it to John Daly. That's right.
I mean, whatever.
Yeah. But. Anyway, that's just interesting thought.
And I don't know if Bobby has given money because I've given him tickets.
He says he has. I've seen it on social media. And you have too. Both of you have.
I'm saying like the last time he went to a game, as far as I know, he used my 50-yard line.
I know. He said on his social media so that he's given. I know. He said he has.
I don't know, but maybe he has. I don't know. I hope he has.
Well, JD.
And it's nothing personal towards him. It's just I just use that as one example. I'm sure there are plenty of them.
Well, just know this, JD. You know, there's something else I'm working on for John Daly. I'm not going to say what it is, but here in a few weeks and months, we might be announcing something else. So, you know, and Justin knows, Roger. You know, too, once I get my mindset on something, we're going to do it. We're going to find that boy. We're going to bring him back.
Bring him right over.
Bring him back.
Absolutely.
All right, JD. Thanks, buddy. Have a
Hey, JD, before you go, real quick, whoever's doing your social media and everything.
You're everywhere.
They're doing a great job, dude, watching all of your stuff for your beverage and all of that. Your spots are fun to watch and enjoyable, dude. So whoever that is, if I may, a bar from Randy Rainwater, cut us.
That's Anna. She's doing a great job. Whoever's doing it. Yeah.
Hey, we're good boys. We're having a blast. Company's doing good. The drink's doing good.
Good dude.
I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Well, awesome, man. Right, well, listen, right. Love you. Appreciate you. We'll talk soon. Go Hogs.
Go Hogs, man.
Woohoo.
All right, go Hogs. Love y'all.
All right, see you, buddy. The one and only John Daly, one of a kind. All right, don't go away. It's 7:50 here, Morning Mayhem.